What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, I occasionally go to people.com for nuggets. You ever go to people.com?
No, I need some new nuggets.
That'll be a part of it. That will be a part of it. Somewhere Jen is nodding. This is a couple where they have decided they're sick of the costs of their wedding.
Yeah.
They're charging tickets for their wedding.
This has come up before.
Basic ticket valued at $57 per person. The second option, valued at just under $1,000 for two tickets. Additional access to the rehearsal dinner and the biohacking brunch and recovery lounge on Saturday. Plus, the VIP guests would get priority reserved seating and have the brand profile spotted in the wedding programs. I mean, my first thought is gross. But then I also think how gross wedding costs are.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So don't have the big expensive wedding then.
Right? But I mean, how would you feel? Okay, let's say I tie the knot again. You both will 100% be invited. And I send you a...
groomsman?
Possible.
Usher at least?
Possible. I send you a ticket pricing
package, gold package, platinum package.
There's like suite level. Yeah. There's tailgating packages. There's access before the wedding to the bride and groom. There's a post party. Yeah.
Your save the date announcement is also your seat license. So you got an initial deposit for the seat license.
That's also true. Okay, what do we think of save the dates?
Yeah, too much.
Too much. I don't want, you know what I want? I want the date I'm invited.
Yes.
And I don't want it to be like, you know.
I mean, if you want to send your announcements earlier then. Invites earlier.
Yeah, right. I don't want like I get the invitation tomorrow for the wedding Saturday.
Right.
But I don't want to be told save the date for an event for next July. Are you marking that on your phone?
No.
And if it's somebody you really know well, you know.
Yeah, you know. It's coming around the bend.
No more singing, please. That's a shot at you. You want to take that one? Because I love your singing.
I didn't sing that. I mean, I sang it months and months ago. Right. Didn't sing it today.
It's grumpy texter day. Every once in a while, it's just grumpy texter day.
Do we need a live rendition next week?
Yes.
We could do that.
With a band.
Yeah. At the fair, maybe we should try to get a band, you know? Adam, what do you think of, we need a lot more, 651-461-9226. What do you think of the new look twins?
Let's go. Clear the decks for the up and coming.
We're on fire, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, we lost last night.
Yeah. It's the Yankees. Oh, they're terrible too right now, sorry.
They have been. Adam, is it more difficult to interview someone who talks too much or too little?
Oh, that's a great question.
Excellent question.
I think it's more difficult to someone who talks too little.
How come?
Because
we're finding out now.
Clearly, that's all, I've said all I've said about that. No.
What if you now do the rest of it? Yes.
Yes. No. Although, you know, that really, you got to rely on your skills a little more and to try to get coax some things out of them. So each are a challenge, but I think it's still more difficult to interview someone who talks less. Cause I feel like that tells me they're not interested in the conversation and that makes it tougher.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. And in particular, feel better if you're persistent enough, if you're on point enough. Whereas the interview moves along, they start giving you more answers. If it's not cliche, if it's not just filling the sound, then there's some reward to that. Mm-hmm. The length is, And it's become such a political tactic.
Filibustering.
Exactly. Yeah. And then some will let you jump. I mean, some are interviewing, too, and you got to pay attention. You got to be preparing all this. But some is the subject has to let you be interviewed. And there are some people that you can hear on Adam and Jordana, you can hear here or elsewhere, where they're good. They'll let you jump in, make a point, go back and forth. But others now, I swear to God, Adam, they're just going to go on and on and on. It's like even when you're jumping in, they've just decided, nope. Adam, I'm thinking about taking an Amtrak to Seattle and going to check out the Museum of Flight. Have you been on an Amtrak, and is it worth it?
I've never been on an overnight train trip. I've been on an Amtrak between cities before in a, you know, an hour, hour or two. It's something about it that is, seems romantic about riding a train,
yeah,
like in a sleeper car and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some dear friends of mine. By the way, Pete's birthday today. Happy birthday to my buddy Pete.
This is your closest friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he took the whole family. His dad took the whole family on that. I believe it was to Seattle on a train.
On a train.
And the first thing they did when they got to Seattle was book flights home.
There's a racy story about that, right? Where
he was going to Chicago with the bride. And he was going to cover a, you know, Twins or something like that.
Do something different.
Yeah. He said, let's take the train. So, you know, you get to the station in St. Paul. It was like 2 hours late, and it was just slow, slow, slow. And I think before they even got to Chicago, she had booked the flight back, at least for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. I did, as a kid, younger, in Europe, la-di-da.
Yeah.
And
the Orient Express.
Yeah, I mean, I hear good things about it. Listen, that's East Coast, right? That's one thing I would love to have, if we just had like two more big cities within like 4 hours.
Yes.
That's so cool on our eastern seaboard to have that availability to just get to another dramatically different big city by just either hopping on a train.
An hour and a half.
Right? That's nice. All right. More of Ask Adam Anything. Plenty coming in. We want more. We appreciate the help, as always. Randy Shaver, who apparently doesn't understand what the word retirement means, is going to join us 105 about his next big adventure in media. And I think it's going to work at a high level. So Randy, I almost called him Andy. Let's go with Andy Shaver, Randy's evil cousin, is going to join us at 105. But more of your questions for Adam at 651-461-9226.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Hall & Oates solving their financial dilemma between each other. So Dave's plane, Hall & Oates, 0 to 10, Adam Carter thinks of Hall & Oates as a...
7.5.
7.5. Mm-hmm. Too low. You're wrong. What do you think about Rich Girl?
It's okay.
I think it's a pretty good song. You like Rich Girl?
I like Rich Girl.
Yeah, yeah. Greatest singing duo... According to Adam Carter,
singing duos.
Can I give you one?
Yeah.
Simon and Garfunkel.
I was thinking Simon and Garfunkel, the harmonies there.
How about MacGruber and somebody, since you're still obsessed with MacGruber?
Peaches and Herb.
Reunited, ain't it? Does they have any other tunes? Like
Ashford and Simpson?
Ashford and Simpson. Dave, you got another? Greatest duos.
Leuven Brothers. That's a deep cut country, Leuven Brothers.
How about this one? Milli Vanilli.
Oh.
Joe Cocker and Belushi doing the Cocker impression.
That's very good. Every time you say air quality alert, I hear nerd alert, nerd alert. Yeah, I grab the sound machine. Now I just got to find, you know.
The templates?
The templates, because I'm sure Dave really wants me to say, hey, go through every one of these.
Yeah, super excited.
Dave's like, oh, can I go to Guantanamo instead? All right. Adam, who is the career best all-time center? Here's your list. Wilt, Russell, Kareem, Hakeem, Shaq, or Felton Spencer. That is one of the nicest guys ever.
Felton Spencer.
Absolutely gold as human being. Sadly, Felton passed away a few years ago. Way too young.
Oh, he did? I didn't know.
Yeah, my favorite part, first of all, favorite part is just a nice man. His hands were stone. Just, I mean, you think Rudy had problems. But Felton had a track guy, track suit guy. And this is like the, what, mid-90s? And whenever we go to L.A., like, he was willing to come to your room, and he had, like, 400 of, like, the track suits. And we all were buying them. Like, oh, even the dopey broadcasters all were wearing the track suits.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, you would have liked the track suits.
Were they velour or, like, the...
They were all sorts of options. Which way you landed?
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell. When you win double figures, that's pretty good. Adam, what's the one joker story that you continuously tell, even though Jenny is sick of hearing it? Do you ever call her Jenny?
Oh, God, no. That is a big no.
Jen, just so you know, reading that.
That is, do not call her Jenny.
Well, it's like Kathleen, when people call her Kath or Kathy, man, I see that look on that face that I used to get a lot. I'm like, not me. Yeah. Not me. Is there one story that Jen is just tired of?
Oh, I'm sure. I can't think of it right now, but I told you over the 4th, I was trying to be my personality funny guy, and she said, okay, enough. Can I put the guy, Mr. Funny Guy, enough.
Sounds like you, to me, when I would always just try to annoy you back. Not funny today, okay? You're not funny.
I got stuff going on.
Exactly. Okay? If you were gifted any car, past or present, which one would you pick and why?
We've had this one before. I'm not a huge car guy, and I think I've probably changed my tune on this. I don't know. I like a classic vintage, like late 70s, early 80s pickup truck.
Okay.
With all the original parts and chromed up.
Mike from Minneapolis is called in. Mike, always a pleasure when you chime in. What do you have for us today?
I'm puzzled, Adam. Cherry-flavored Twizzlers, they're red. Sour Patch Strawberry, it's red. Cherry Kool-Aid, it's red. Why the heck is anything raspberry-flavored blue?
Yeah, what, have you seen a blue raspberry in the wild? Does that exist?
Yeah, no.
Right.
Green, but not blue.
Mm-mm. Can I also add this, Mike? There's one of the three of us who is a raspberry hater. Who is your guest? Who on the panel assembled? The very astute, austere, prestigious panel cannot stand raspberries.
I would imagine it would be Mr. Carter.
Nope.
And
no.
I think you should.
I like raspberries. Yeah.
No, arrogant. Oh, he thinks
really?
They don't. He thinks. Go ahead.
They're weak. They are the weakest fruit out there. We have a. I just opened a pack this morning, little, and it's just mush. All of them mush. They can't stand up to the fridge, even.
Where does he go?
Do you step on them before you get them?
They're weak.
Yeah.
They're a weak berry.
Is this I Love Lucy? Let's go to the Adam Carter demo, and you're stepping on the
strawberries. You can put two in the pack. Raspberries. Oh, you get three in the pack, or else they'll crush each other. They'll fight.
Mike,
I call them weak. I say they're subtle.
Sorry that you had to be a part of it. We gotta go. Thank you. See you. Hit the button.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.